has been through the struggle with the child protection system. I'm a mum that's been to prison. I'm a mum that used drugs and suffered with alcoholism as well. Being a mum that had to use services and it was case managed and just continually fell through service gaps, was continually judged. I was written off by a system. And just using myself as a case study on what we need for our women and for our kids, that we need somewhere where we can actually start to heal from all this trauma.
Can you talk a bit about, if you like, the effects of forced removals on families?
The thing is, when we go to prison, they don't have to bring our kids to see us. You know, the kids miss out on us, we miss out on them. And then when we walk out those gates, we don't know how to go and fight for our baby.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who to go to. No one comes to us. No one gives us feedback on our kids or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like one little boy I fought for 7 years. For 7 years, I was only allowed to see that little boy 4 times a year, supervised for 2 hours each visit. That broke it down to 8 hours a year. I got to see my little boy. How do we maintain that bond? I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky that I did maintain that bond. A lot of other mothers aren't that lucky. We can't give our babies hope, because to fight that system, it has killed so many of us, you know what I mean? And it's left so many of us in the struggle. It is a fight that you can't fight on your own. And then when we do get in the struggle, we end up separating and there's, you know, divisions caused within our family because of our actions and what we do, like I relapse on drugs or the alcohol or I get in trouble, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of separation within with my siblings and with my mum, do you know what I mean? So it affects not just us, it affects really the whole family because we go then into a struggle, you know, and no one knows how to support or help us and no one's understanding what we're going through because it is our babies that are ripped from us. And
yeah.
That's why I will not take no from government and I will not stop lobbying. I'm ready to take them on for my next fight, and this is my fight, is to make this happen for more of my girls and for their children.
I wanted to talk to you about Grandmothers Against Removals as well, and all the other work that First Nations women in Australia are doing for their communities. You know, there's the work you're doing, there's the work your mum and yourself do with Grandmothers Against Removals, which, you know, has reunited families.
Yes.
I just think there's so many examples of women like yourself leading social justice movements. And I wondered if you can, speak about the force of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women fighting for human rights.
We're resilient and we're warriors, and they will not suppress us. They will not keep us down because we will rise and we will be empowered just like I have been. Do you know what I mean? We are going to keep educating and empowering our girls. We're going to take some power back from that government.
Mm-hmm.
They've had power and they've used their voices too much over us. And these legislations they've put out and given 24 months to prove yourself a plea.
Mm.
We've been in a struggle for 20, I was in a struggle for 26 years. How do I just get over it and heal within that, you know, 2.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
It takes sometimes 6 months or 9 months to get into a rehabilitation centre. And then you've got to go in there and you might need to do a 9-month program, an 18-month program. To make you strong and empower you, you know what I mean? But then when you go to a rehab, it's not culturally appropriate. Do you know what I mean? So that's why having the healing centre, I'm calling it the healing centre, but it will be like sort of a rehab as well, because they'll be getting cleaning, we'll be helping them to be safe, you know, sober and to have their sobriety and stuff like that. We'll be educating them. We'll have help them to get employment, help them back into education, you know, help with the life skills and living skills and educating them all the way about each different system that we have to face within that struggle.
I know.
So it's so important for us to have these movements and for us women to be out there talking to to show the girls that are in a struggle, we can do this.
Mm. And can you let me know who will have access to the services that Nellie's Healing Centre provides?
So I want to target high-risk girls like myself. Us girls are the ones that are left behind. As soon as things get too hard, then you're moved on to the next person. And that's not good enough, because that's how we stay within that struggle and within that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas no one is too high for us.
Mm.
This is a healing centre. So it's somewhere where they're going to be nurtured and a beautiful space for them to be able to heal in. And it's about having our fireplace so that we can sit around after dinner. We can do our sharing, we can do our crying, we can do our laughing around the fire like we always have. I use myself as a case study because I'm from lived experience. That's why no one's been able to set a model up like this. You've got to live it to be able to do it. That's how I feel.
And I just had one more question. I mean, while we're talking about, you know, the kind of space that you do healing in, I was reading that you had planned to take trips out to country, you know, with the people you're supporting. What do you hope that will provide for people in terms of healing?
We're getting back onto the land and we're going to go gathering. We're going to go fishing. We're going to do it our way. Everything is about walking our way, talking our way. So everything is going to be culturally embedded. It's us doing it. We'll be all Indigenous workers there, all people with the same hearts as what I've got, the same vision as what I've got. That's the only way Nellie's is going to work. It's not a government, it's not academics, it's not privileged white people, it is us that are the answer and that are the healing. And it's only us that can do this.
Mm.
It's time to just start decolonising how a government tells us to do things. It's about working with us to achieve what we have to do for our people.